Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
One of the most difficult lessons that we as believers in Christ must learn is how to wait on God. Waiting, class 101, is a lesson that all of us must successfully pass if we are going to truly understand living the Christian life. Learning how to wait on God to move on our behalf is difficult for many of us to deal with. Because of the age that we are living in, with all the technological achievements in our day, we have been conditioned not to wait for long periods of time. Listen, with the advent of the microwave and the advent of the computer, along with other technological devices, we are conditioned to receive things right fast and in a hurry. Technology today creates in us this inner desire not to wait no longer than a few moments. We want on-demand action and always are looking for the next upgrade that will give us less waiting time for what we want. New Providence and friends, I am willing to admit to you today that I sorely dislike when I am forced to wait for a long period of time. I hate when I have to stand in a long line in order to be served. And guess what? I am not the only person watching and listening who has a problem with waiting. Am I right about it? And can I be totally honest and transparent with you? I know that as a believer in Christ, that I should be a little more patient than I currently am. I know that by now in my Christian walk, that I should have gotten God's lesson on waiting. But guess what? I still haven't passed waiting 101. And guess what? I know that I should be praying more to God to give me more patience. But then I understand that if I pray that prayer to God, that God will cause some things to come into my life that may not feel so good to me. Things that will try my faith. Some painful things that will help develop the patience that I prayed for. And guess what? I'm being honest. I don't pray that prayer much because I don't want any more trials and tribulations and tests in my life. Is there an amen nearby? Listen to me good. Learning to live life with God means that God sometimes has to teach us that we must learn how to wait. Sometimes God has to teach us that He does not operate on demand. He has to teach us that He is sovereign and that He knows what is best for us. So oftentimes, when we pray for Him to move on our behalf, God says to us, just wait. Just be patient. And I will show you that I still have all power in my hands. Listen to me good. I am so glad that every prayer that I have prayed to God was not answered in my favor quick and in a hurry. Did you hear what I said? I'm so glad that some of my prayers were not answered in my favor quick and in a hurry. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because now when I look back over my life, there were times that I had prayed for stuff, I prayed for things, I prayed for persons that would have brought me to ruin. Come on now. Tell the truth. Listen, I thank God, this is personal, that He did not give me all the women that I thought was right for me. At times I thought this one is surely right for me. But I am so glad that God had in holding, had in waiting, Ramona Justine Pearson Wood. And God calls me to enter into His waiting room until He could grow me up enough to reveal her unto me. Thank God that I had to spend some time in God's waiting room to learn how to wait for my blessings. Listen, New Providence and friends, waiting on God is hard to do. Somebody watching and listening today is thinking, Pastor, it seems like I am always waiting on God to move. I feel like that I am always having to wait on God to move in my relationship, in my health, on my job, in my home, and in this pandemic, and even in my finances. I pray and ask God to respond to my prayer requests. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. Many of us think that when we pray and end our prayer with our amen, that God should immediately respond to our prayer request. But the older saints used to say, you can't hurry God. No, you just have to wait. You've got to trust God and give him time, no matter how long it takes. He's a God that you can't hurry, but he'll be there. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but he is always on time. In other words, my brothers and sisters, sometimes God will cause us to wait to prove to us what he declares, though it may be delayed. But guess what? It can be counted on. Whatever God has for you, though it may not be manifested yet, you can depend and count on God to bring it to pass. But he delays some blessings until we mature. Did you hear what I said? He delays some blessings until we grow up, mature in our faith, so that when he releases the blessing, we will be able to handle them. And we will appreciate the time we had to wait for our prayers to be answered and to be manifested. In our text for today, we find David looking back over his life and reminiscing on how he had to learn how to wait on the Lord. Here in Psalm 27, David expresses great confidence in the Lord his God. After all of the times that David had to wait on the Lord to move on his behalf, after all of the times that David waited in a holding pattern for God to move, David still here in Psalm 27 confidently proclaims, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and mine foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Listen, David, over his life, had seen enemies come and he seen enemies go. There had to be moments in David's life when he prayed to God to immediately destroy his enemies. No doubt David had experienced sometimes when he felt like he could take no more. But God did not come to his rescue immediately. David had to spend some time in God's waiting room. God knew that for David to be the king that he needed him to be, that David would have to spend some time learning how to wait on the Lord. Because he spent time waiting on God to work things out for him, David grew in his faith and became more confident in his God. I said, David said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. That's deliverer. And I wonder, my brothers and sisters who are watching and listening to me today, I wonder, have you spent enough time waiting on God to move to know some facts about God? Waiting on God will cause you and me to learn some facts about God. Waiting, being in the waiting room, we will learn that God is a way maker, that he is a miracle worker, that he is a promise keeper, that he is a light in the darkness. We will learn in the waiting room that he is the light of the world, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and that he can make a way out of no way. David tells us, because he had to learn how to wait on the Lord, that it caused him not to fear what man might do unto him. David said, listen, you still got your Bibles open, don't you? David said, when the wicked, even mine enemies and mine foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled. I said they stumbled and fell. In other words, David is trying to get us to see that no matter how many of our enemies surround us, that if we learn how to wait on the Lord and not try to fight our enemies in our own power, that God will fight for you. He'll fight for us and deliver us out of the hands of the enemy. But we got to learn how to wait. And I don't know about you, but I am so glad that God would just tell me to show up to the battlefield and to stand still wait on him, and watch him win the victories over my enemies. And let me just pause right here and tell you that there have been some victories that have been wrought in our lives solely because the Lord had fought for us. And all he told us to do was to wait and see his salvation. As I prepare to end this sermon, David would have us to know that if we learn how to wait on God, that while we are waiting, check this out, God is checking out our worship and our praise. Oh, let me say that again. You need to write that down. David would have us to know that if we learn how to wait on God, that while we are waiting on God to move, that God is checking out our worship and our praise. David says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And then listen with what he says. He says, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Listen, though David had to learn how to wait on God, David did not allow his waiting on God to negatively affect his worship. Did you hear what I said? I said, even though David had to learn how to wait on God, that David did not allow his waiting on God to negatively affect his worship and his praise. David, through his waiting periods, still showed up at the temple to worship God. Listen, in the times that we are living in, due to the spread of the coronavirus, many of our churches are closed for public worship. But if the truth would be known, even before there was a coronavirus, some of us would not consistently show up to church to worship and praise God. As long as things were going well for us, we would decide if we would make time to publicly worship God. As long as God was doing great things for us, we would think that God has given us a pass in worshiping him. But now, some of us who are watching and listening, we wish that we would have come to public worship more when we had the chance to come together. But New Providence and friends, I am so glad that I have grown enough spiritually to learn that a true worshiper can worship God anywhere. Whether in a church building, God wants to know, do you worship him only for the things that he does? Or can you worship him for who he is? God wants to know if you and I will still worship when he doesn't answer our prayers. God wants to know if you will still worship when he doesn't move the way we want him to move. God wants to know, will we still worship even when he tells us to wait a while? David says, in spite of my troubles, in spite of my enemies, in spite of things not always going my way, David says, I will still bless the Lord at all times. I will still seek the face of God. I will still bless his name. I will still sing praises to my God. And I will still believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so David ends Psalm 27 by saying, wait on the Lord. And guess what? If you have your Bibles open, in verse 14, David doesn't say wait on the Lord just once, but he emphasizes the importance of waiting again. He says, and so I'll wait on the Lord, because I've learned that if I wait on the Lord, that he will, this is what David said. He said, he will strengthen my heart, even during the times when I feel like I'm about to faint, even during the times when life gets rough. If I learn how to wait on the Lord, David says, he will renew our strength. We'll be able to mount up on wings like an eagle. We'll be able to run and not get weary. We'll be able to walk and not faint. Wait. I said wait. Wait on the Lord, and he will come to your rescue. He'll do it, but we have to learn how to wait. Help me, God, to learn how to wait on you. That's what Job said. Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. And New Providence, some friends, I got some good news. Your change is coming. It's coming. It's coming. Just wait. Wait on the Lord, and He will strengthen your heart.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.